This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Boston Loose Baseball, episode 218. We got a fun little pod for you. Jane Levy, who just wrote a book called Make Me Commissioner, I Know What's Wrong with Baseball and How to Fix It, joins the show, a longtime legendary baseball writer who's written biographies on some of the game's greatest stars. That's coming up on Bustin' Loose Baseball.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
This is BLV with Toby Altizer. I'm Grant Paulson. We'll get to our interview with Jane Levy in just a moment. Toby, pretty cool. I mean, we knew of Jane, but I had not spoken to her. I don't know if you had, but she's a blast, man. This is a good conversation people are going to hear.
Yeah, shot right out of a cannon. You just introduce yourself and we're off and running talking baseball. So I think this is a fantastic conversation that if you love the game, it's not necessarily national specific, but if you love the game of baseball, you want to know some of the ins and outs and obviously some great stories along the way of some legends. It's a really cool conversation, a lot of fun to have. So I think it'll be a great listen.
This was Jane Levy, the author of a brand new book.
So we do have a special treat for you on Bustin' Loose Baseball right now. Jane Levy wrote the book, Make Me Commissioner, I Know What's Wrong with Baseball and How to Fix It. We wanted to chat about the sport that she's covered for many years right now. Of course, a legendary author with biographies on some of the great players in history, some of the most revered storytelling in baseball. A lefty's legacy, Sandy Koufax, The Last Boy, Mickey Mantle, and of course, the big fella, Babe Ruth, which maybe we could get into those in just a bit. But Jane, thank you so much for the time. It's Grant and Toby on BLB here. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you guys?
We are well. So I want to know about this project. I remember first seeing that you were working on it over a year ago, and I just want to know what led you, like, what was the idea, what led you to want to write it, and what kind of work went into it?
Well, I'm still working on it, and it's been published, so go figure. What led to it directly, I would say, was a breakfast on the veranda of the Otisaga Hotel with Sandy Koufax and Joe Torre, at which they had a long conversation but it was sort of like speaking in baseball tongues because I couldn't keep up with what they were saying. And of course, I wasn't writing anything down because that, you know, is a faux pas there. But they're talking back and forth, and it takes 30 seconds. They have the whole thing analyzed. And Joe says, you know, hard to watch. And Sandy says, I don't watch. And I thought, okay, how is it I'm the only one at this table? Little me, who barely played Little League. And I can give me a cap, but not a uniform. How is it that I'm the only one that's still so passionate about watching it? I watch a game, any game, some game, every night. And that set me off on thinking about where the great stars were. I mean, I had written biographies, as you said, of Koufax, Mantle, and Ruth. And I looked around for another big guy to write about. And there really aren't any, because I have a couple of rules. One is I won't do something that's been done by a friend. So I'm not going to do Joe DiMaggio. Richard Ben Kramer was a friend. And also, for the same reason, I'm not going to do Richard Ben Kramer, because you can't do it better than he did it. And so I look, you know, subtracting those topics out, I looked around and who are you going to write about? Too often people try to write biographies of people who are not even all the way through a career. Richard ran into bad luck and a dead stop trying to write about A-Rod before the whole steroid thing played out. So I basically thought, you know, it was 2021. It was 3 minutes and 52 seconds between balls put in play. And as Theo Epstein said to me, I call him the czar of making baseball fun again, when he was appointed in January 2021, you know, you got 12 minutes to get a six-year-old interested, you know, get to capture his attention. And it's going to be three balls in play? That's crazy. You can't do it. And so I started thinking about what they needed to do to reinvigorate a game that I totally still love, even when it's egregious, even when it's boring, even when it's repetitive, I still love it. So I started doing that. And of course, halfway through, Theo and his committee came up with solutions, including the pitch clock, which was so welcome, such a good change. But maybe you didn't know this, but there was already a rule on the books for a pitch clock. They just never bothered to enforce it. And the bigger bases, about which I'm, you know, ambivalent, and the step-off rule limiting to two. I was glad that they got rid of the shift. You know, you could have waited for another millennium for people, guys, to adjust to it, as, you know, the old-timers thought they would do. So then I had to sort of reconfigure what I was going to do as they were starting to fix it. So I spent 2023 going through every iteration of baseball, every place, college, high school, Little League, you name it, where people were playing games, to see how the new rules were working and what else needed to be done. And when Commissioner Manfred announced that he was going to step down after his term is expired in January, I think it's January 2029, I said, why not me? You know, I'll put my name forward. Make me commissioner. And, you know, and I'm available.
I like that. So you mentioned the changes the last couple of years with the pitch clock. How much positively do you think that has impacted the game?
Tremendously. I mean, it's done two things. It's improved the pace, which God knows needed it, and of course the amount of time. I mean, games were becoming. I went to a game at Camden Yards like last year or the year before, and it was reminiscent of the games that we were seeing all the time. It was over 3 hours, and I was so restless I couldn't stand it. Nobody in the press box could stand it. That really had to happen. On the other hand, I will tell you that I think the Ghost Runner, which they first put in during the COVID year 20, is an abomination and is the wrong way to save time. And it's the wrong shortcut to take. I mean, you know, earning your way around the bases was fundamental to this game. And putting somebody on second base in the 10th inning when, in fact, 75% of extra inning games end by the end of the 10th inning is premature, and we need to let baseball games end like baseball games are supposed to end. So I'm in favor. I don't think we'll ever get rid of the whole ghost runner, but I would recommend ending it after 13th inning. Let them go through the batting order one more time, because most of them will be over by then.
Jane Levy is with us on Bustin' Loose Baseball. Make Me Commissioner. I Know What's Wrong with Baseball and How to Fix It is the book. You should check it out. Just a number to pass along, which I find fascinating, because all the data is now out on this. This year, 34% of games, 9-inning regulation games, lasted less than 2 hours and 30 minutes. 34% and 2.5 hours. Last year, it was almost 40%. And so the last 2 years, you're talking about it was 2% in 2021, you know, 3% in 2020, 5% in 2019. So that's significant. You know, I took my kids to a game this year. We made it through all 9 innings. I couldn't believe it. And my wife was like, well, I've got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. We've never made it through 9 innings. And it happened to be that the game was like a 2-hour, 17-minute game or something like that. But by the time, you know, we took them to get ice cream and we did whatever, you know, went to the playground in right field, it was the 8th inning and we were still there. So we're like, hey, we can make it. But there's no doubt that has clearly worked. Some of the numbers, television-wise, attendance-wise, are up. So there is a bounce back happening, as you said. And I like that you were talking about recalibrating kind of the idea and some of the other things you would do. So that leads me to this, Jane. What would be your number one or some of your chief priorities now, in the sense of where is it still broken, and what are the things you would really hone in on day one, so to speak?
Well, we can start with gambling, because, of course, today is the day that we've become aware of the NBA gambling scandal, wherever, you know, however deep and however far that goes. I am a proud granddaughter of a bookie and rum runner who died long before I was born, so I can't say I knew him. But his territory was the polo grounds back when my dad was a kid.
I'll bet he had some stories.
My dad was made the water boy for the New York Football Giants as a reward. Wow. That said, I think the gambling is a gigantic mistake. It was a temptation and a red flag in front of a bull, not just in baseball, but the NBA and football. And we can see the instances where it's happened in baseball with Class A in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Once the Supreme Court decided to legalize sports betting, and say it was a state's right issue, which was in 2018, there was a lobbying push amply documented by the New York Times in a great series a year or so ago, to get all the professional sports to go in. I'm not surprised Major League Baseball did it. I think that was probably inevitable, but that doesn't mean they have to keep the $1 billion that they were told they were going to earn from it. I personally, and imagine the PR coup, I personally think they should take all of it, if not, okay, some of it, and create major league training complexes comparable to the ones that are in the Dominican Republic and elsewhere for American inner city kids who can't afford to play the game, because it's become a country club sport. You got to be rich, mostly white, or heavily coveted by Perfect Game and all those other youth organizations that claim to be, you know, non-profit, to be able to afford the game. It cost us up about $1,000 and change in 3 years for parents to be able to have a kid play baseball. Now, that's a lot of money for a lot of people. So why not avail yourself of some money you didn't know you were going to have and say, yeah, let's do it. Let's try to increase the percentage of Black players, Black American-born players, because it's fallen from what was close to 20% down to about 6%. They have made some noble efforts. They took the Dodger Town in Vero Beach and converted it into the Jackie Robinson training complex. But it's only one place, and there are only so many kids who can go there. Kids need to go where they can be given real coaching and real equipment and start to learn what makes the game exciting and why, there you might want to say to their parents, it's a better choice than football. You know, teach your kids the game, you know, they'll remember.
So you are in D.C. part-time at least, right?
Yes, most of the time.
Okay, cool.
I know that the Nats have a good a good academy, but
well, what I was going to ask was not only that, that's true, and they do some cool things with kids at ball games. I referenced my kids already, but they do a thing called Kids Eat Free, and at every single game we go, we get a brown bag lunch with chips, hot dog, and a bottle of water. And sounds silly, but I mean, it saves a ton of money over the, if you take your kids to 7, 8, 10 games a year. It's awesome. And they do it every single game. I bring this up, though, to say,
right,
Paul Toboni, their new team president, I thought it was awesome. Toby and I talked a lot about this after his presser. One of the things he talked about a few times in his opening press conference was his passion for getting kids to come to the ballpark. This is a 35-year-old guy, high EQ, new president of baseball ops. And I just thought it was cool. You never really hear executives talking about that or caring about that. And he's got four young kids like I do. But he basically said, I grew up going to games, San Francisco. I want kids to want to come to the ballpark.
Right.
And I just thought that was interesting. I wanted to get your thoughts on it because you don't see as like kids like you used to at baseball games. It just doesn't happen in the same way.
It's too expensive. My most endorsed proposal as new commissioner is to let all kids accompanied by a sober adult get in free. All kids 10 and under get in free. I actually, you know, you watch on television, you know what it looks like. There's swaths of empty seats at every ballpark, you know, and except for, you know, the premium games for which they up ticket prices even more, you know, they have too much inventory, too many games, too many seats. So unless you're going to cut your ballparks in half or your schedule down by a third, you know, you got to fill up those seats. And they need to grow. You know, Toboni's absolutely right. You have to grow a new audience because the old people like me are going to be dying out. In fact, I've been told I'm dying. I really appreciated that. But not yet. Not going anywhere yet. And, you know, let the grandparents take a kid. And, you know, I actually had an economist at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse run some numbers. That's at Washington Talk, run some numbers. So he took the Cubs menu from 2023, and we're going to update it for 2025. If you bought a kid a small hot dog, not one that was, you know, 10 feet long, like you can get some places, and a small Coke and either, you know, potato chips or fries or a snow cone or whatever, Dippin' Dots, and a small kid's cap, right? It would have cost the Cubs in 2023 $4 million. Now, that's not chump change to me, and I don't want to insult anybody by having them think I'm saying that. But it is chump change to the 30 guys who own major league teams, even the ones that cry poverty and don't spend to improve their teams. And that same year, the Cubs spent $21 million to pay Jason Hayward to play for the Dodgers. So I don't want to hear that they can't afford it. They can. And I don't know if you can think of this. I can't remember. When is the last time Major League Baseball got plaudits for doing something just wonderful? Okay, maybe the pitch clock. Yeah. But imagine, you know, my predecessor, Rob Manfred, or me holding a press conference and saying, you know what, we get it. We know it's expensive, and we know we need more kids, and we know we need to fill up the ballparks. So here are some of the things we're going to do. And the first one is kids at 10 and under get in free with a sober adult. There's also going to be a section in my ballpark every game, first come, first serve. Where you get in free and you get to eat as much as you want. And yes, I stole that from the bananas, right? How about a picnic area where you're, you know, they've got, most everybody has one, a picnic area where you're allowed to bring your own food from home, the way people used to do. There are a few ballparks where you can do that still, but not very many. How about going back to not everything old is bad. You know, there were times when in D.C., Griffith Stadium and Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, Ebbets Field in Brooklyn had sections dedicated to kids where they could come and, you know, that was their place. They had purchase on the seats every Saturday afternoon, and they felt a connection to the team. And, you know, the best example of that was a guy I met not long before he died, who was an usher for the Pittsburgh Pirates at three ballparks, starting at Forbes, till he was 98 years old. And, you know, he actually saw Babe Ruth's last three home runs wow. at Forbes Field as a kid mm-hmm. from the seats that were free to him and the other neighborhood kids. So there are ways to make it accessible. And maybe the thing that I'm most proud of, I met along the way a wonderful woman named Pekka Hosoi, who is an MIT professor, and she created their sports analytics lab. So she's not somebody who's anti-analytics, but she helped me. She and her students helped me create a handheld game, or a game you can play on your mom's cell phone if you don't have one yourself, called Beat the Bot. And it was interactive so that during the game, kids could, you know, wager, and I don't mean that financially, against an algorithm to see who could know most about what was going to happen next. And it worked like we
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tried it at a Cape Cod League game. And with no notice and no preparation, like 10 minutes, hey, we're trying this, 80 kids signed up. And parents came up to us afterwards and said, my kid didn't want to leave. He always wants to leave a ball game. This time, he wouldn't leave because he had to beat the bot. Mm-hmm. So it's available for purchase, by the way. Anybody wants to buy it. But it worked like a charm. So you have to speak their language, right? Why aren't there computer stations in ballparks where you can learn stuff about players? Why can't you put QR codes on shoulders so that you can read their QR code and get their stats, their last at bats, what they did on the last pitch? Send them questions, for God's sake. You know, it happens in other industries all the time, and the technology is there to do it.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshall store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
You mentioned analytics. I'm curious, you know, you mentioned that conversation with Koufax and Torrey. How much do they think of the downfall in their sense of being less interested or finding the game boring is due to analytics? And how much do you find, or what's your thought on the relationship of analytics with the modern game of baseball?
Well, first of all, they're not going anywhere. So, I mean, we got to be real about it.
Yeah.
The information is too good. It's too valuable. It's too true to ignore. But that doesn't mean it needs to rule the day and every play and every decision, which is pretty much the way it is now. And that has led to a game that is constricted, I guess is the best way to put it. Every roster is constructed the same way. Every lineup is constructed the same way. There's no variation between teams, Oriole baseball or Cardinals baseball. Forget it. They all play the same game, just better or worse, depending on how good their development and IT guys are. The problem with analytics in baseball is this, and they came first, and they came first because Chadwick created a scoring system that stored numbers that became the fodder for creating analytics. But other sports have followed them. Obviously, football has, NBA has. Analytics have made basketball and football more exciting. They coaches go for it on fourth down because analytics says, you know, you got just as good a chance of making it as, you know, ending up whatever. It's better to go for it. Analytics is responsible for creating, you know, the 3-point line and Stephen Curry. Now people are getting tired of that and saying there's too much of it, but you know, that's another conversation. But what it did in baseball is made baseball more boring and more same. There was only one way to play. And all the other things that about the game that enlivened it, you know, fans have told Major League Baseball what they loved the most and want to see the most is not more home runs. It's guys going first to third. And with it, how about an arm in right field reminiscent of Dave Parker, say, or Clemente, who could actually throw somebody out? You don't have to develop those skills anymore because they're not valued in the game. And at the same time, because there is a value placed on skills, not so much on, you know, not whether you have them, but what a home run is worth to a ball club, right? Players just play to those analytic numbers. Francisco Lindor said to me, as long as they're going to pay players through analytics, I'm going to do what analytics tells me is going to make me the most money. And that's hit home runs. If they change it and they say run more, you know, if they change it and say go the other way, sure, I'll do that. But that's how they're being paid. And that's where, you know, start paying somebody who's a really good bunter and we'll see what happens.
Jane, when I was looking up your background covering baseball, I didn't realize that you had covered the Orioles after Boz did.
Yep.
Obviously, you covered the sport nationally for a long time and still do. But I'm just curious about, over the years, just some of your favorite people to cover or personalities that you got to know or interactions that you had. And then also who your favorite players are to watch today, whether that's Nationals locally. I know you watch them most nights or another team around the country.
I hate to break it to you, but, you know, I'm a Yankee fan.
Okay. So I knew you grew up one, but I figured in D.C. maybe you were a convert.
My grandmother lived two blocks from home plate. Oh, that's man. How I became a Yankee fan. And believe me, George Steinbrenner did everything he could before he died to dissuade me.
you wrote the Mantle book in part, right? Because he was your childhood hero, no?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he was my hero until he passed out dead drunk in my lap. That was fun. But
when you were covering him and writing a story, right? You were interviewing him?
Yeah.
So I've seen the movie 61, so I believe that, by the way.
Billy left out the worst stuff, and he got mad at me for putting in some stuff that he didn't know or didn't want in. He didn't want Mickey besmirched.
Did you end up having a bad relationship with him after that? Or
Mickey? No. Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, you know, this was a man who was so fragile, so compromised, not just because of the injuries to his knees that meant that he played 18 seasons with a what if hanging over his head. And Joe DiMaggio ran him off a duck fart, as they call it, in right center field at Yankee Stadium during the 51 World Series. And it was a triangulation of greatness because it was DiMaggio in center playing his last games as a Yankee. Mickey, a rookie who played virtually not at all in right field, playing right field. And Willie Mays was the guy who hit that little tepid fly ball. And the guy who was responsible for putting the top on the drain, the Yankee Stadium always had two drains, one in left center, one in right center. The guy who was supposed to put the top on the drain forgot. Mm. And so when Mickey ran across, his leg went down into the drain, and he said to me, and it's like I ran right through his own leg. And it was so painful that he soiled himself.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He told me, and he was sober then. He told me.
Right.
So he was a very complicated guy who was not, Bill W., the guy who created Alcoholics Anonymous, started up in 1935, which is just about when Mickey was born. There wasn't a lot of understanding that it was a disease, first of all, and that it was a hereditary disease. And there were many, many people in his family who who were alcoholics, including an aunt who died in a bed and wasn't found for a week. So, nobody was there. There was no program for Major League Baseball to help them out. No, some of his teammates in 61, Maris and Bob Serve and Yogi, they got him out of Manhattan and tried to sober him up. And he tolerated it for about 2 months and then went back to Manhattan. And then we all know what happened. He got himself in trouble and was unable to continue the home run chase Roger wanted. Mickey had a big hole in his buttock from a shot that he got from a doctor named Dr. Feelgood, who was the same guy who shot up the Kennedys with amphetamines, just in case you want to know. Nobody knows what he actually shot into Mickey Mantle's tuchus, but he got infected. He couldn't play. That was the end of the home run chase. All because the appetites that subverted his life, he couldn't resist them.
Wow.
When I met him, he told me, "I already got cirrhosis of the liver. Ain't gonna bleep and bother me none." I went, "What? You've been diagnosed with cirrhosis?" I had just seen him drink a fifth of vodka. Now, to his everlasting credit, he went to Betty Ford and he got sober. And as Son Sam McDowell told me, he died an honest death, prematurely for sure. He was 63. But he had made peace with his demons and he died an honest death.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Surge. Nice choice hitting up this podcast. No surprises. You're all about diving into tastes everyone in the room can enjoy. Just like White Claw Surge. It's for celebrating those moments when connections have been made and the night's just begun. With bold flavors and 8% alcohol by volume, unleash the night. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
Your team. Adjective. Used to describe an individual whose spirit is unyielding, unconstrained. One who navigates life on their own terms. Effortlessly. They do not always show up on time. But when they arrive, you notice. An individual confident in their contradictions. They know the rules, but behave as if they do not exist. New team. The new fragrance by Miu Miu. Defined by you.
So I'm curious, someone that I think as he retires, we're going to get a lot of books about, and someone that's captivating now is Shohei. So much going on, obviously, with what he's been able to do on the baseball field, but then the scandal with his interpreter and all that stuff. I'm curious what your thoughts are on Shohei, and then obviously you have a relationship with so many people around the game, past and present. What do you hear around the game about what they think of Shohei?
Look, he's incandescent, but baseball is the long haul game, right? You look at somebody and evaluate them when they're done. was Ken Phelps like a big deal for about a month? Remember him for the Yankees, right? And then he disappeared. My concern about Shohei, and I can see, not from any privileged position, you can see the drive in him to excel both as a pitcher and as a hitter, and to do something that nobody other than Ruth has done. Well, there might be somebody before that, but I don't remember who it is. And that drive is both what differentiates great athletes from regular athletes and from regular people, but it also can be destructive. I mean, I can't help but worry. It's sort of a maternal thing, I guess, you know, about his arm. I saw him throw in Baltimore when he stepped up for Glasnow, who was out injured with a sore back on a game in September this year. He threw 11 100-mile-an-hour pitches in 3 2/3 innings. Okay? And he didn't want to come out when Dave Roberts came and got him. And I said to Dave before the game, I said, can you see him ever deciding this is enough? You know, this is enough of I've proved it. I've shown I can do both. And he said he wants to be the guy who plays both ways in the World Series and sets a standard that nobody else has reached or possibly ever will. You know, but yes, he said, I could see him deciding it was too much. What he's risking every time he pitches, throwing that hard, the max heave, right, is enormous. And there are, I was going to count it the other night and I ran out of time, but I can do it and send it to you if you want. The number of revisions, that's what they call them, revisions that there have been, a lot of them, right? Major League Baseball in its injury report that was quite good, that was issued last December, said 70% of people who have revisions come back, 59% of them approach the level of excellence that they'd had before. Certainly Shohei is one of those. But how long do you tempt fate? Yeah. You know, this is not a healthy way to make a living, bluntly said. You know, he looks superhuman, and he certainly has done superhuman things, but he's still made of the same tissue and tendons and ligaments as the rest of us. So I kind of worry about him.
Jane Levy, Make Me Commissioner is the book. I know what's wrong with baseball, how to fix it. So we could do this for hours, but you've got better things to do, I'm sure. And we're
I'm okay. I'm cool. You tell me when you want me to shut up.
No, I'm having a blast. The stories are great. I'll ask this then. I guess we have not, you know, something we haven't covered that you would want people to know about the book, or that you think would be important to hit on, I guess, before we let you go.
I think that the absolute the plague of Tommy John surgeries, and it's not just Tommy John. Now there's a, you know, two other kinds of repairs. One is the internal brace, which was invented in 2013 by a surgeon named Jeff Dugas in Alabama. He's at the Andrews Clinic, and then Keith Meister put the two things together and created a hybrid surgery, which is what Shohei had the second time around. And that, you know, strengthens the ligament a lot. But the law, it's not just unhealthy for the particular guy who suffers this injury. It's unhealthy for the game. You can't root for guys who aren't there. And a part of baseball's most wonderful history has to do with matchups, you know, matchups between aces, pitching aces, matchups between pitchers and hitters. And those are gone partly because of how many more teams there are and you don't see the same guys as often, but also because pitchers are out so many times, you know, and so though you don't have those stories, to root for anymore. It's like a dipping dots that fell on the stadium floor, and the concrete, a concourse, and you can't follow them anymore. And so those were the things that held the game together. You would go out, Jim Cott, you know, Hall of Famer, a guy who pitched in four decades and never injured his arm, right? Because he learned from Warren Spahn how to warm up, by the way. And he told me how he did it. You know, it was just, they're incredulous at what these guys are trying to do. There are other ways to get people out. Tom Glavin said, you know, and people deride that pitching staff because of how big the strike zone was for them. But, you know, he said, we learned to discipline ourselves to only pitch 95%, right? And when you had to go to 100%, you went to 100%, whatever that was for you, right? And I just got a love letter from Leo Mazzoni tonight telling me I gotten the whole book right. You know baseball. And I'm like, oh, my God, Leo Mazzoni, I'm thrilled.
That's great. That's huge.
Yeah, it's totally huge. I want to increase and diversify the pitching staff. I want to go back. It's going to do two things simultaneously. Add two players, which the union should like, and create a healthy scratch list like in the NHL. Why should your starting pitcher from yesterday count as one of your 13, that being the current number you're allowed to have, when you know he's not going to pitch the next day or the day after, unless he's Sandy Koufax pitching on 2 days rest? You know, so let him go sit down and take two other, you know, arm-weary guys. Maybe somebody's already had Tommy John surgery, and give him a blow. And let them throw on the sideline the way guys used to throw, which is to say they threw more but not as hard, right? And you add in two or three. The union would love this. Maybe if it saves some dollars on the $1 billion that MLB had to pay for guys to sit on the IL last year, maybe they wouldn't think it was such a bad financial deal either, because of that $1 billion, 2/3 were caused by pitching injuries. So make the pitching staff fluid. Let a manager or a general manager or whoever pick which 11 guys are going to be available that day, right? Because yes, as it is, you have baseball ops guys going to managers and saying, oh, this guy isn't available today. You can't use him today. So pick the 11 you want based on who is, you know, arm dead, on who you're facing. And by cutting it, giving them only 11 to use, you nudge the game back towards the kind of allocation of outs and innings that used to mesmerize people. And, you know how many complete games there were this year?
Two or three?
Yeah, the top, it was 29 total, but it was the most any one pitcher had was two.
Wow. And, oh, you mean total games. Yeah. Total. I thought you meant, yeah, league leader.
Yeah. Just not a lot.
Leader was two. It was two.
I believe it.
A bunch of guys who had two games, but nobody more than that. And, you know, I was astonished and, you know, thrilled when Roberts, the Dodgers seem to have finally figured out, you know, we don't really have so much in relief, but we have a lot of good starters. Why don't we use the starters more and put Roki in the bullpen? Mm-hmm. Oh, it came to them late, or maybe they knew it. We're planning it all along. I'm not sure, but it was thrilling to see what Snell did. It was thrilling to see what Yamamoto did. And it was thrilling to me to see Dave Roberts let Yamamoto go back out for the ninth inning in Baltimore. It was one of the best games of the year anywhere. And Jackson Holliday got him for a kind of wall scraper home run. Nobody was bringing back that one, not even Jacob Young. And and so he lost. And, you know, and the Dodgers lost. And I guess one can be sad about that, but you could certainly also be happy for baseball 100%. Because it was a great game.
Yamamoto, to your point, just threw 111 pitch complete game.
Yes.
In the NLCS.
It was the first one in
8 years to the day.
Yeah.
You know, it had been 8 years since Verlander did it. They had, to your point on Snell the night before, faced the minimum through eight innings, first time since Don Larsen in a playoff game since 56. And he had faced 24 batters and still didn't get to finish the thing. I actually got to talk to him the next day. And
what did he say?
He just said, I trust Dave implicitly. I said, did you try to stay in the game? He said, no. Dave came up, shook my hand. It's that simple. It's his call. And, he knows me better than I know me kind of thing.
Well, and then I loved Classic Max in the ALCS to bark at his manager, get back in the dugout.
That was the best.
Yeah, I was wrong on that one. I thought, oh, man, what are they doing? I forgot the rule, which is, greatness plays up.
Yeah, 100%. Last question, Jane.
Sure.
2027, Jeff Passan wrote a great article about the NLCS saying if the, Dodgers versus Brewers, and this could kind of decide what happens for the 2027 season. The Dodgers win, then after they're already onto the World Series, we're getting rumors that they're in on Kyle Tucker, and everybody immediately says, oh, we're not playing a season in 2027. So what do you think happens, and what do you think is the end result out of all this?
Well, one of my problems with baseball is I don't get why the commissioner, Rob Manfred, announced early, even before spring training started, there's going to be a lockout. It's the new norm, and it's really not such a bad thing because it's like using a 22 rather than a nuclear weapon. How is that a way to invite people into your game, into your ballparks? Yes, we want you to come. We want you to spend $18 on a beer, but we're just going to shut down because we're, immature little boys and we can't figure out how to split $12 billion in some equitable fashion. So it drove me absolutely bananas because that's the kind of thing that drives people away. I mean, it's like, why should I care? Why should I care? And yes, I think there's going to be a lockout and I think there's a good chance there'll be a strike. You saw what Bryce said to gotten Manfred's face in Philadelphia about this cap business. I don't think the union's ever going for a cap. I address this in a book. I think it's, radioactive. Ever since Marvin Miller created that precedent, and God bless Marvin, if only he had represented the newspaper guild while I was in it. There's got to be some way. And I went around and asked a lot of smart people how to do it, how to make it palatable. And one suggestion is, you have an independent arbitrator or analyst add up the cumulative wealth and value of all the teams. And then you split it in half and half is the player pool, right? You split it, each gets a 30th of it. And the same, but you call it shares, right? And the big teams that are already giving luxury tax money, to the smaller teams that aren't spending money, would get more shares. So they'd be compensated for the greater amount that they've had to invest in the team, in their teams. And I think that's actually really rational. That's the idea. That's not mine. That's Dan Okrent, the guy who created Rotisserie League Baseball, who's a great friend and smart. But, I also talked to Roy Eisenhart at great length. One of the pleasures of this book was that I didn't have to talk to anybody stupid. And I really, really enjoyed that. And he said, look, the problem with baseball is everybody knows by the end of April, if not May, okay, maybe June, that half the teams are out of it. Why would you go see them? Right? Why? So part of the problem is the owners. Lots of people who are, a fair number of the recipients of the luxury tax money are, even though this collective bargaining agreement says point blank, you must spend that on payroll. They don't. They pocket it.
Well, and that's what I would ask off of that is, what do you view as the bigger issue? Is it the Dodgers spending literally billions of dollars and deferring stuff? Or is it maybe a small market team that isn't willing to invest in the roster? Or do you think it's just a little bit of both that is a problem?
Oh, I think it's, a gnarled tree in your backyard where the roots are going all different ways. My suggestion, and it's from Roy, not, he said, look, if you increased And from, and also a combination of his thinking and that of a former union guy, if you increase the luxury tax even more and you say you can spend whatever you want to Steve Cohn, go ahead. You know, you want to pay somebody else $765 million to not win a pennant? Go ahead. It's all yours. But those fees are going to go up even more. The taxes are going to go up even more. And you say to the owners who are getting that luxury tax money, if you don't spend it the first year, you lose all your draft choices. None of this, I'm going to give you lesser draft choices. You lose them all.
Yeah.
Second year you do it, your roster goes down from 40 men to 35 men. You have to get serious, you know? And so create a salary floor with the additional salary tax money and say, okay, everybody has to spend at least $100 million and try to get, you know, some more equity into the game. That, or you just have to clone all the people who built, you know, the Brewers and the Rays and say, okay, which is of course what everybody's trying to do, because everybody wants to win on the cheap.
Yeah.
Make me commissioner. Go get the book. I know what's wrong with baseball and how to fix it. Jane Levy, who wrote The Last Boy, Mickey Mantle, The Big Fella, Babe Ruth, and Sandy Koufax's biographies that are some of people's favorite stories on baseball ever. And I hope I'm right about this, or else that it's going to be awkward. Did you not also write, or were you heavily involved in the I did this in school, in college, in journalism, like the best sports writing?
By
year, didn't you compile those, or didn't you have?
Yeah, I did. They've tended to. I mean, it's changed hands in terms of who publishes it, I think. But you know, the editor would go to some different sports writer. I was the first woman to do it,
and okay, I was really proud of
that.
Every year I was in school in journalism, we would every year that would be a book that we would read in our classes. That was always really, really cool.
There's a really not an updated version of it, but there's one. I think it was published by, it was edited by Sally Jenkins, and it was 100 years of top columns.
Oh, wow. Like features?
It said columns, but
yeah.
And I was incredibly, you know, honored to be among that in that group.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Very, very cool.
I just want to say one last thing. I also know what's right with baseball. I probably should have put that in the title.
I love that. Well, we kept you too long, so we'll apologize, but that was fun. Thank you. And we look forward to chatting again down the road.
Yeah, thanks so
much. Absolutely. Anytime you need somebody to not shut up, let me know.
Thanks to Jane Levy for the time. I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge one Nats nugget here on the way out, but Seaver King is tearing up the Arizona Fall League. Keith Law in The Athletic actually did a piece on Seaver King's success this week, and he wrote that Seaver King had his season derailed before it started by a coach who had told him to basically pull the ball in the air. And I guess from his conversations with Seaver King, Seaver tried to make that adjustment. It didn't go very well, and he feels like maybe that it led him astray. But I don't want to make it grandiose and say, like, oh, they're already making their changes. But Seaver King was working with the instructors at the Arizona Fall League that are, you know, non-nationals folks, as well as Kevin McGonigal, who's my favorite prospect and hitter outside of, you know, one or two players in the minor leagues. There's nobody that's a bigger ceiling than him, maybe, from the Tigers system, can hit 315 every year. And, you know, I guess he credits him with some of the swings, tweaks, and some of the things he's done. So that's good to see. We'll see if he can keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of my favorite things that Paul Toboni has said whenever he's been on the radio with Grant and Danny. He's been, obviously, at his introductory press conferences, creating that alignment from coaches all the way from rookie ball all the way up to the major league staff and what they're trying to teach, because he gave examples of how, you know, a catcher would go from high A to double A, and the technique that they're working on is different from high A to double A, and you don't want that. So I like the idea of trying to put that alignment through, and it felt like at times for this ball club, maybe there wasn't that alignment. And, you know, who knows if maybe that they would have that same philosophy and they would maybe try to fix it with Siver King, whatever it is. But it's good to see him have success as a first-round pick because it was a disappointing season for him. But hopefully he can carry that forward. I mean, we saw Robert Hassel really struggle and then kind of tear it up in the fall league. And then we saw what he was able to do this year, obviously getting up to the major leagues and making his debut and making an impact at the big league level. So hopefully Siver King's able to carry that forward and have an impactful year next year.
Yeah, about 40 at-bats in, 4 walks, 7 strikeouts, hitting .350 with a .1090 ops, and he's slugging. And that's the big thing, 2 home runs and 5 doubles. And we were jokingly calling him Single King at different points this season. So to see the extra base hits piling up is a really good deal. All right, looking forward to getting back and doing deep dives into the season that was and looking ahead to the offseason in the days ahead. So subscribe, rate, review to Bustin' Loose Baseball. For Toby Altizer and producer Darris, I'm Grant, saying so long.
Whoever you're repping this season, carry the team like a pro with ultra-durable, officially licensed Yeti drinkware. Whether it's the NFL, NCAA, MLB, NHL, or MLS, Yeti has you covered with drinkware in all your favorite team colors. So, if you're a serious fan, now's the time to get serious about your gear with officially licensed Yeti drinkware built for the long haul. Find all the teams you root for at Yeti.com or a Yeti store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.